034
BBC Radio Devon.
5 minutes past the hour of two. Talking about gap years in a moment. 0845 301 1034. Is it a great way to see the world and help people, or just a fine way of finding cheap alcohol and drugs? 0845 301 1034. What's your opinion? Hey. Minutes past two. BBC Radio Devon, did you have a gap year? Are you thinking of a gap year? Is your young family deciding on having a gap year? Or maybe they're just being radical and cleaning their bedrooms for once. I'd like to see mine move. He's 15. Stuck to the carpet. Mind you, if there wasn't a thin layer of pizza and what's the other stuff he uses as a bonding agent? Smoothies, that's another one. And Jaffa Cakes and Cocoa Pops. A little trail. Like, if you thought the MSC Napoli did damage, you should see the wake of a 15-year-old in my house. You two were once 15, were you not, Hannah?
Once upon a time.
And you?
Indeed.
Introduce yourself to the listening millions. James.
Hello.
And Hannah, yes?
Well, James, Jim, yeah.
Jim. I've worked out Jim. You're the one with the beard. That's fantastic. I'm quick like this. Now, gap years. Who works for the gap year company?
I do.
And you do what?
I am our press relations manager. Okay. Although I'm an ex-volunteer, so I'm very good at talking about what we do.
So you have travelled. And you, sir?
I'm an ex-volunteer.
But you are still travelling or just advising?
More of a rep at the moment.
More of a rep. Okay, where have you been, Jim?
Thailand.
Thailand?
Thailand.
Probably not the best place to go at the moment. Your experiences, what did you discover out there?
Oh, a lot of things. I was on a marine conservation programme, discovered what I wanted to do as a career. Discovered a love of diving, scuba diving, love the water and marine environment.
There's a very delicate environment around
Indeed.
There. Coral shelves off Thailand?
Yeah, coral reefs. Yeah.
Yeah, they're still there.
Yeah.
They are still there.
Oh, yeah.
Please
Lots
tell me
them.
They're still there.
Yeah, they're still there.
Fantastic.
Yeah, in pretty good condition compared with how other coral reefs are.
Well, yes, having lived myself on the Great Barrier Reef in Australia and saw the destruction since the 60s and now great grey areas of dead coral. What's that thing called? Is it the crown of thorns that eats them? Yeah, they're on the increase. So you would say, yes, go and do it. You learnt a lot.
Oh, hell yes.
Negative comments from your family at some point? Did you have that worry of leaving them, or did they have the worry of saying goodbye?
Yes, they did. But that was a great experience, so, I mean, got to let them go eventually.
Yes, exactly. How old are you now?
21.
21. So you've been there, you've done it, you've ticked the boxes. Hannah, you know, sell this to me. I mean, my 15-year-old, can I get rid of him tomorrow?
Yes.
What age definitely can you send them away?
The minimum age for our volunteers is 16.
Right.
However, there is no maximum age. So if anyone's fancy taking a career break or just going away for a month during their summer holiday, you don't have to commit to a year. I think that a lot of people think that you have to commit to this enormous amount of time, but actually there's quite a small commitment. They are self-funded projects, but I mean, we currently go to 26 countries across the world, and we work in developing community projects, we work in sports projects, law and human rights projects. There really is something for everyone. And I mean, I went to Ghana as part of my gap year. I decided to defer from university, take a full year off, earn a bit of money, stayed with my parents rent-free for the time being, and then, yeah, went off to Ghana with Projects Abroad and did a teaching and a care project.
Teaching and care.
Yes, yeah.
Right. Where did the gap year idea come from? Is it an American thing, is it, or...?
I believe it. Well, it's certainly a very Western concept. I certainly found that when I was in Ghana, I'm sure that Jim had the same, but you talk to a lot of locals and they really can't understand it. This kind of concept of working for free is a really Western concept.
Should join the BBC. Sorry, that was out loud. Yeah. So that was an alien concept, but you weren't treated. You are welcomed. Well.
Oh, my goodness, very much so. I think that we're very lucky because our organisation works within the communities, so we're not taking other people's jobs. We're actually going in to help, certainly on the conservation projects. It's fantastic, like, absolutely amazing experience for the volunteers. But obviously, they're really going in to do some really good stuff. So, yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. We had the most wonderful time, and obviously you meet a lot of good friends, gives you the opportunity to travel. I think it would be amazing if it could be... you know, something which is a standard thing that young people are expected to go and do, just go away for even a month, just to go and see another culture and live in it.
Yeah, life experience.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to ask, actually, you say just a month. Does it have to be a year, a gap year?
No, certainly not. No, enormous amount of our volunteers go away for, you know, 3 or 4 months. In fact, our summer months are absolutely manic. Obviously, a lot of people finish up on their A-levels and just want to get away for a couple of months before they start uni. It's also really good in terms of like applications and things. Obviously, if people are doing things like, which is more vocational, let's say like the marine conservation or law or business or something like that, it's obviously really, really good for your CV. It's really good for your university applications. So definitely, I think it's got kind of a bit of an all-round there.
But the money, it has to be there. Jim, how did you finance yours? Who paid for yours? Well, how much did it cost? Can you remember?
Not exactly, but it was nearing a grand in total. I didn't stay for an entire year. I just stayed for a few months. A month and a bit. So about a grand and a half. I was working at Boots the Chemist for a little while, for a couple of years to finance it. Saved up over a period of time. Just put the money away.
Is that an average price there, Hannah? For £1,000 just to get it?
Yeah, I mean, it really does depend on the kind of project you do. Obviously, some projects are a lot more expensive, depending on where you go.
Mm-hmm.
Equally, other projects are a lot more, you know, like quite affordable, I guess. But equally, I mean, I fundraised and like wrote to my local parish council and said, you know, I'm a young person from the area. I'll come back and do a talk for you. You know, they gave me a bit of money. There's a lot of ways of sort of financing things like this. And I think that if you really put your mind to it, you can actually, you know, like get the money together,
and go also, and do it.
I think because I think we both did, we funded it ourselves. You get this massive sense of achievement that you've really done something.
Oh, yeah, well done.
Yeah.
No, well done for you. Can you stay for a while?
Sorry?
Can you stay for a while here?
Yes,
you're happy to stay
absolutely
for a while? Fantastic. It's lovely. Yeah, no. 0845 301 1034. Is your little one flying the nest? Where do you fancy going? If you had the chance to do a gap year, where would you go? Okay. It's the wine cellars at Harrods. I wonder if they could organise that for me.
Didn't they always say we were the lucky ones? I guess that we were once. happy we were once. But luck will leave you, 'cause it is a faithless friend. And in the end, when life has got you down, you've got someone here that you can wrap your arms around. So hold on to me tight. Hold on to me tonight. We are stronger here together than we could ever be alone. So hold on to me, don't you ever let me go. There's a thousand ways for things to fall apart, but it's no one's fault. No, it's not our fault, no. Maybe all the plans we made might not work out, but I have no doubt, even though it's hard to see, that I've got faith in us and I believe in you and me. So hold on to me tight. Hold on, I promise it'll be alright. 'Cause it's you and me together, and baby, all we've got is time. So hold on to me, hold on to me tonight. There's so many dreams that we have given up. Take a look at all we've got. And with this kind of love, what we've got here is enough. So hold on to me tight. Hold on, I promise it'll be. We are stronger here together than we could ever be alone. Just hold on to me, don't you ever let me go. Hold on to me, it's gonna be alright. Hold on to me tonight. Say we were the lucky ones.
The Judy Spire Show.
Guess the guest. This has been running for 3 weeks.
How many people have been that hair's breadth away from being a movie star?
Every Friday morning.
So we're looking for an actress here. Yeah. Oh, that's narrowed it down, hasn't it? Do you think it might be Vanessa Feltz?
No.
Oh. Judy in the sky. What initials have you got?
N-R.
Nanette. No, I don't know what we're all faffing about, because it's wrong anyway.
Do you have the right answer?
Morning, Linda.
This is Linda Donnelly from Torquay.
Oh, how lovely. Measurements? And I'd like to answer questions on...
Guess the Guest with Judy.
Oh, that was stressful.
BBC Radio Devon.
That's a lovely, unpleasant noise there from Judy Spires. 0845 301 1034. Hannah and Jim are in the studio. How many countries have you two been together? Well, not together, but together. How many countries have you been to? Jim, beat Hannah. Apparently you're going to countries together. No, if you could have your time again at 21, he says, would you go back to Ghana? Would you go back to Thailand?
Absolutely.
Bingo. You'd love it.
Oh, hell yes. Absolutely,
and you think
definitely.
You achieved quite a bit out there in Thailand?
Yeah.
Has it given you the wanderlust? Or was it just Thailand you've been to now? How many countries have you been to?
Ooh, 8 or 9.
Fantastic. Hannah?
Yeah, I'd say probably about the same. Quite a lot of Europe, and I've been to a few places in Africa.
But get the, you know, get further. What was the main problem in Ghana?
Oh, my goodness. Well, to be honest, I mean, I really embraced it. I think that one of the hardest things is obviously when you're 18, every single 18-year-old thinks that they know everything. Mm. And a lot, actually, when you get to being a few years older and having graduated, you actually realise that at 18, you actually don't know anything. Mm. So, yeah, I was obviously extraordinarily excited to wave goodbye to my parents at Heathrow. And they were like, oh,
we'll see
you. Oh, so I think this, the being away from home, the kind, you know, the original kind of the culture shock, the change in temperature, the fact that the food's different. But the point is, I mean, there's such an incredible support network and there's so many volunteers out there. You always live with other volunteers. You live in a host family. So actually you really get into the swing of it and you really do hit the ground running. And before you know it, 3 months is up and you're on the plane back home in tears. So, yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. Absolutely.
Is it just for young people? Can someone old and crusty like me go, hang on, Arch?
Yeah, definitely. Hang it all. The older the crustier, the better, I think. No, absolutely. Yeah, no, definitely. We have loads and loads of people who go away on career breaks. We do this thing called Projects Abroad Pro, which is for people who are professionals, so like doctors and nurses, people who work in the legal side of things and stuff. So, yeah, definitely something for everyone. So they're becoming more and more popular as well, I think, especially with the economic climate.
Actually, that's a good idea. In fact, I've got a friend of mine who's an optician who does just that, goes over to Africa, collects glasses here, and you know, that's it, I'm off, goodbye, and goes and fits them.
So, that's fantastic.
So you are looking for the older, crustier type.
Yes.
Fantastic. Jackie, you fancy going away this summer? Hey, it's how crusty, yes, is there an age group. Where are these projects these days?
Well, we go to 26 countries. Mm. I mean, to be honest, all over. I mean, as Jim said, we go to places. We go to Thailand. We go all over. We go to Romania and Moldova. We go to all over Southeast Asia. We go to Mexico, Costa Rica, Jamaica. We go all over South America. And we go to loads and loads of places in Africa as well. But our two brand new projects are Mozambique and Vietnam. So, yeah, always very exciting places.
Yes, it's a place which doesn't come necessarily with a minibar. You are working at the rough end of things.
Oh, definitely.
Great. Because it's not easy.
No.
If there are somebody's listening, go, hang on, I'll go away for the sunshine. It's not quite like that, is it?
No, you have to embrace your project, definitely. And I think that certainly, I've spoken to a lot of people who've been away with us, and I think that everyone is always so enthusiastic about it. And when they come back, they just had, you know, obviously people expect to have a good time when they go. And it's very good because, you know, you're living with other volunteers and it's very social. But essentially, you are there to do your project.
What was your project, Jim, in Thailand?
Marine conservation.
That was it. You were telling me about the coastline. And yours in Ghana was?
I did a teaching project and a care project.
What did you teach?
I taught English, and then I also ended up teaching maths and geography and drama. And, yeah, I had a very enthusiastic class, and they really wanted to know what the UK was like.
Mm-hmm.
Because you often get questions like, have you ever met David Beckham? You get asked that quite a lot. And do you know the Queen? So, yeah, I was quite keen to teach them a little bit more about the UK. But no, it's brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Was it no to both?
Yes.
You've never met David Beckham?
No.
And you've never met the Queen?
No, I've seen her at a train station.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
You sure it was the Queen?
Yes, at Castle Carey train station.
She wasn't sleeping rough again, was she? Bizarre. What was she doing at Castle Carey train station?
She was on her big purple train.
Oh, right, it was the Royal Train. Have we still got the Royal Train?
This is a long time ago.
I was going to say, you were just a pup in those days.
I was indeed.
I don't think the Royal Train exists anymore. So, where's your next project? Or where are you leaving the country again?
I would love to. Unfortunately, I am.
You're desk-based now.
Desk-bound. Mm. Yeah, this is about as far as I get away from the office at the moment.
Definitely. But,
no, definitely. I think that considering my job role, I think that I can't do it properly unless I visit every single project that we have.
I should think so.
Yeah.
If one comes up in the Maldives or on the Seychelles, go for it.
Yeah, I quite fancy Peru.
Jim, I'd love to go to Peru. Yeah. Jim, where would your dream destination be?
Ooh, aside from Thailand again, probably Cambodia. There's another marine conservation project there.
Really?
Yep.
And it is a country that is overlooked, Cambodia, unfortunately.
Mm.
Yeah, great shame. Well, listen, you two, thank you very much indeed for coming.
Thank you for having us.
It's been an absolute pleasure. One of these days, I hope to meet you on a beach somewhere in Cambodia, and you probably being arrested for drunken disorderly in Ghana or something of that nature. Oh, fantastic. It's great to see. And all we had a text. Aren't they well travelled considering how young they are?
Oh.
That's true. No, no. You 8 or 9 countries by the time you are. How old?
23.
And you?
21.
Keep the travelling going. Because,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's experience. Vital. Mm-hmm. BBC Radio Devon. Thank you. Jim and Hannah.
BBC Radio Devon.
David Fitzgerald.
Just before we go any further, if you're in the Victoria Road in Barnstable area, unfortunately...